AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In Britain for the G7 summit, President Biden talked about the U.S. plan to donate a half billion coronavirus vaccines to more than 90 nations. He adds it's just the start, not the end of the international action against the virus.
We're going to keep manufacturing doses, donating doses, getting jabs, as they say here in the U.K., in arms. Until the world has beaten this virus.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, host of the summit, says the seven nations will pledge a billion doses. First Lady Jill Biden is with the president wearing a jacket with a single word on the back.
Oh, the love?
Yeah. Why the word love?
We're bringing love from America. I think that this is a global conference and we're trying to bring unity across the globe.
Biden's jacket and pants come in contrast to the last First Lady to offer a message with her clothing. Melania Trump wore a jacket while on a trip that read, "I really don't care. Do you?" One of legendary University of Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler's sons and two former players describe in detail how they were molested by the team's longtime doctor, Robert Anderson, and how Schembechler turned a blind eye when they told him about the abuse. He told one player to toughen up. Matt Schembechler says his father punched him in anger when he told him about Anderson's abuse during a physical when he was playing youth football.
I don't hate Bo. You know, some people try to pay me that. I just don't like him.
Anderson died in 2008. The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped 5% in May, the biggest year-over-year increase since 2008. The figure was higher than the 4.6% rise economists had expected. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 gained 19 points to set a new record close, 4,239, its first in more than a month. The Dow Jones edged up 19 points. This is AP News. A bipartisan group of senators has worked out a possible deal on President Biden's top legislative priority, the nation's infrastructure. The AP's Mike Gracia has the latest.
Five Senate Democrats and five Republicans have agreement on the outline for a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package. Republican Senator Mitt Romney.
We got a piece of paper with every line and a total, and we got a backside with every line and a total.
The bipartisan group has been encouraged by President Joe Biden after he walked away from talks on a Republican-only proposal this week over an inability to resolve differences. The bipartisan package would include $579 billion in new spending. But if the deal falls through, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer cautions Democrats are working on two tracks.
A bipartisan track and a reconciliation track, and both are moving forward.
Meanwhile, the House is working on its own infrastructure package. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.